coming. We'd love to hear from you this morning on any of our subjects. And you may well want to comment on the thing that we're going to talk about now. Because the question is, how did you broach tricky subjects like stranger danger with your children? The NSPCC have launched a campaign called the Underwear Rule, encouraging parents to have a conversation with their children to keep them safe from sexual abuse. They say we need to teach them that their body belongs to them, that they have a right to say no, and that they should always tell an adult if they're upset or worried. You may spot this ad campaign over the next few weeks.
My penis.
My butt.
My bottom.
My knee.
My todger.
My winker.
No, that's boys' private.
In the middle, all of it is my bum.
My tiddler.
My boobs.
Me. Whatever they call it. Start talking to your child about which parts of their body are private.
My villa, no one else's.
Mine.
Teach your child the Underwear Rule, a simple way to have conversations with your children to help protect them from abuse.
But is this the right approach? We're joined now by the UK Director of Care.com and working mum of two, Sigrid Daniel. Sigrid, good morning to you.
Morning, Andy.
It is a difficult subject, isn't it, for parents to broach? I mean, I went through it an awful long time ago with my own children. I knew it had to be done. Probably not so much talking about stranger danger in those days as, you know, as more as to just, you know, the facts of life, as we used to loosely call it, really. But it's still, you know, you still have to get the timing right, don't you?
You do. And I think often children have a natural curiosity which gives you a space in which you can talk about these things without it being an engineered situation between a parent and child when you're sort of sitting down at the kitchen table and saying, right, I've got something to tell you. Children sort of often in the preschool stage are very open to new ideas, or they'll notice something new, slightly different, and they'll ask why something's happened. You remember that stage when they're always saying, why mummy or why daddy? And that allows you to start bringing in this conversation very early, but in an age-appropriate way. And then over the years, you'll find that if you've kept that line of conversation open, they will keep coming back to you. And sadly, as they get older, some of the questions do become a little more challenging. And I think we all find that we have that slight hesitation. How should I be talking about this? When should I be talking about it? But it's wonderful. When you look at this NSPCC campaign, I'm all for it, because it gives you tactics as a parent, because sometimes that's all you need. You just need something to unlock the conversation and to help you get you on your way, really.
But you do have to be careful, don't you, not to frighten young children, because whilst you don't want them to come into contact with strangers who could be a danger, you don't want to frighten them and say, look, because they I mean, I've got grandsons of 4 and 2. Well, I don't know what stage they need to be told, well, there are nasty people about who might want to touch you and interfere with you. The timing is everything, isn't it?
It is, but if you just take the example you've just given, nasty people who might want to touch you and interfere with you or hurt with you, you can actually just start with the first part of that. You can just say, there are some people that aren't so nice. You know, look at Granddad, he's lovely, he's so nice, he does lovely things for you. But just remember, there are some people that aren't nice. And that just plants a seed to allow you, over the years, to go back to that conversation. You just keep adding things to it.
It's interesting to hear those clips then as to what children call their private parts, because it is an odd thing, isn't it? We all call our nose our nose. We all call our ears, or our tummy. But when it comes to down there, well, you know, there are different names being used, nicknames. Some are very explicit, as you heard the first child there saying penis, as opposed to others that gave them the sort of, other sort of nicknames, if you like. It's an odd thing, really, isn't it?
It is an odd thing, and I think it really reflects a lot of our squeamishness about that whole side of our bodies. And, I mean, I had sort of quite a, you know, in terms of what my mother did for me, she's quite straight, and she sort of believed in a medical term is a medical term, and you call a spade, and then you get on with it. I haven't quite been able to bring myself to do the same with my children, which is very interesting. I'm always slightly biting my tongue when I use the proper words for them, which is a bit silly, really. Now I've sort of heard that audio, and I've also looked at the wonderful clip that the NSPCC has put up on their Facebook page, and you just think, well, actually, why the big fuss?
Now, you have two children, a boy and a girl.
Yes.
The boy is older than your daughter.
That's right.
Do you approach this any differently?
Well, do you know what? Before coming on this morning, I actually sat down with my son and showed him the video and spoke to him about it and asked him what he thought about it, because I thought it would be really interesting to get the child's perspective, because, you know, that video's got children in it, and it's quite, you know, I think it is quite child-friendly. And he said, well, do you know what? That was a rule that I'd made up for myself anyway. And he didn't sort of seem to be particularly fazed, actually, by any of the words they were using. So I think there also comes a stage where children understand, just from their own sort of learning and being around other children, that different families will approach this in a different way.
But you welcome this approach by you know, and this campaign by the NSPCC.
I do. I think it's helpful for us as parents. We're bombarded with all kinds of different images, information through the media, and we don't really know how to filter them for our children and how to help our children pick through all those awful news stories that we've had recently. And then also within our own family setting, how do we talk about all those difficult and things that actually we'd probably rather sort of hope they'd just go away? If we just ignore them, then, you know, our children will sort of, you know, emerge into the world fully fledged 18-year-olds, not having had to know about any of that. That's what we all hope for our kids.
Really. We'd like it to be like that, you're right. Yeah. It's been really good to talk to you, Sigrid. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Andy.
Cheers.
Bye.
That's Sigrid Daniel, UK director of care.com and a working mum of two. If you would like to comment on this, any thoughts on it and the approach, one thing and another, or do you think it's all a little bit too explicit, then do get in touch with us, 08459 25 2000.